Thank you, Chair. Land is an important productive asset, and it is also a broader indicator of socioeconomic status in an agrarian society like Nepal and Asia. So this article has special meaning. I appreciate the inclusion of comprehensive and redistributive land reform under Article 17, which are very important to promote the secure land rights, livelihood, economic and food security of landless smallholder and tenant people. I support all the para of this crucial article and draw your attention in following points. First, in South Asia, still large number of tenants, sharecropper, indigenous people, and Dalits' life and livelihood is unsecure due to the no ownership of land. Access is not enough. It is required rights and control of peasants over land. For this, state should take strong action on comprehensive and redistributive land reform on behalf of rural peasants. Next, one of the natural calamities which made the large number of people landless, homeless, and foodless in Nepal, devastating earthquake April and May 2015 in Nepal. Statistics shows that more than 200,000 earthquake-affected households are still deprived even after 3 years of earthquake to receive the government grant for housing due to no land certificate, mostly families residing in public land, Guti trust land, and sharecropper and tenant families. Due to the natural calamities, earthquake, floods, landslides, number of rural people are being landless and homeless. In this context, state should ensure rights to land and provide the immediate measures and secure rights of agriculture and housing land for the smallholder, landless, homeless, and rural people. Thank you, Chair.